Let's continue now with the tafsir of Surah Al-A'raf. We had a very important discussion yesterday pertaining to Istawa ala al-Arsh, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala establishing himself on the throne. And this is verse 54, the first sentence, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Inna rabbakum Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ardha fi sittati ayyamin thumma istawa ala al-Arsh. Surely your sustainer is Allah who created the heavens and earth in 6 days. He then established himself on the throne. And how did Allah establish himself on the throne? What is the meaning of Allah establishing himself on the throne? A basic meaning could be given, but the exact and total meaning and the exact manner in which this happens, this is beyond our understanding, because we cannot understand the Zat and the being of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And I quoted the incident when someone asked this question to Imam Malik, that what's the meaning of this verse? Imam Malik rahimahullah broke out into a sweat, and after a long period of silence he said, Al-ma'na ma'loom, the literal meaning is known. وَالْكَيْفُ مَجْهُولٌ But the interpretation is beyond understanding. وَالْإِمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبٌ Belief therein is compulsory because it's a verse of the Qur'an. وَالسُّؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ And questioning it is an innovation. And he told the questioner, it seems like you are a deviant person. And he asked him to leave the gathering. Why is it a deviation? Because Sahaba never asked for the finer details of these ayat, which are termed mutashabihat, that pertain to the being of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And they never asked the finer details from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reason for that was, it's beyond our comprehension to understand these things fully. We know that Allah, that it's true because Allah says it's true. What's the exact nature of it that we don't know, and there's no need for us to know, and hence there's no need for us to delve too deeply into it. But I gave the explanation yesterday based on the writings of Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahullah, that when it comes to certain attributes that are attributed to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and humans have a similar attribute attributed to them, we need to understand both in their own context. And the example we gave, the Quran says, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala listens. Al-Alim, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is aware. So when the Quran talks about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala looking, for example, and then you have the looking of any of the creation of Allah, including man, there's a distinct difference. When you say that a person can look, it means two things. It means the person has eyes, which are the source and means of looking, and it also means the result and purpose of looking. That is, the specific knowledge that the person attains by looking with his eyes. So when a person, when you say that he can see, when you say he can see, it means he has eyes with which he can see. The source of his seeing is his eyes. And it also means that the net result of that he also has, the knowledge that he attains by looking with his eyes. However, when we apply the same to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we cannot refer to the physical means that are peculiar to man, because Allah is in no way similar to man. The overriding principle that we need to constantly keep in mind, laysa kamithlihi shay, there is nothing which is similar to Allah. So when we say Allah can see, it definitely, the ulama have explained, it means that Allah has the power of seeing. Allah has the ability to see, and Allah has the knowledge that is acquired by looking. But it doesn't mean Allah has eyes, because that would mean that Allah is similar to His creation, and there is no similarity between the Creator and the creation. So Allah has the ability to see, and Allah has the knowledge which is the result of the ability to see, but it does not mean Allah has eyes. So how does Allah see? That is known best to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We know that it would be, the capacity of Allah to see would be in line with His greatness and His grandeur. And I gave the example yesterday of seeing, and we explained that establishing on the throne, establishing himself on the throne, istawa ala al-arsh, should be understood according to the same principle. The word arsh means throne, it means an elevated place. The word istawa, according to the majority of scholars, means to establish. So this word, according to Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani, expresses control over the seat of government in such a manner that no portion or section of it remains beyond its command and dominion, nor is there any sort of impediment or obstacle to its control and authority. The ascension to the throne of the kings of this world has firstly sourced an external form, and secondly its intrinsic form or goal and purpose. So when a normal king of this world, when we say he's ascended to his throne, it means that he has control and it means that he has dominion. But when it comes to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after creating the heavens and the earth, He has absolute power and control over them. And He possesses every type of imperial and sovereign power without any hindrance from anyone. So a king in this world, when he takes control, there is control, but it's not full control. And it's not permanent control. And it's not a control that's free of hindrance. But when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes control, when He has established Himself on the throne, He has absolute power, absolute control. There's nothing beyond Allah. There's nothing that can hinder and stop Allah. And attention is drawn to this fact when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself mentions in a verse of Surah Yunus, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرُ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that after creating the heavens and the earth, He established Himself on the throne, and He regulates all matters. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرُ. He regulates all matters. As for the external form of establishing Himself on the throne, we have to hold the same belief as that which we had written with regard to seeing. That is, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala cannot take any form which has the slightest resemblance to the attributes and outward characteristics of the creation. In other words, Allah's ascending to the throne cannot be like a normal king or a normal leader from the creation ascending the throne. Allah ascended the throne because He said so, but in a way that He knows best. And what's the result of Him ascending the throne? He has total and complete control, unlike the incomplete control of those amongst His creation. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding. It's now 7:45, spot on.